MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 21, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Several swimmers rescued at Salisbury Beach. Gloucester family grateful for kidney donation.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll have some local sports updates, and the Red Sox are stumbling to the end of the 2023 season. Rick?
Yeah, so sad, Bill, but thanks. Sunny today, temperatures near 70, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:10 p.m. Heroic bystanders and first responders came together yesterday to rescue multiple swimmers caught in a ripcurrent at Salisbury Beach. The Daily News says the initial report indicated numerous individuals were caught in that current. Police also entered the water to make rescues. Beverly has three candidates running for mayor. The city will hold a preliminary election next Tuesday, September 26, where the top two finishers will move into the November general election. The Salem News has feature stories today on all three candidates. Incumbent Mayor Mike Cahill has been on the job for the past 10 years. Jamie Zarella, the owner of Big Jim's Auto Body Shop, says there is a disconnect between City Hall and the voters. The third candidate, Philip Venezia, is a manufacturing engineer and has said that he's always been silent on city issues, but now, as a first-time candidate, he has many concerns for Beverly residents and concerns about development in the city. A Gloucester man has returned home following a kidney transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital. The Gloucester Times has a feature story today on 25-year-old Greer Viau. Several months ago, the family started an awareness campaign to direct people to his kidney registry page. The family is so grateful to an amazing, living, altruistic, anonymous kidney donor. The Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, which serves Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Peabody, Saugus, Swampscott, and numerous other communities statewide, landed a nearly $1 million grant as part of the Healy Driscoll administration's Early Childhood Mental Health Consultation Grants. The Daily Item reports that in all, the state poured $4.1 million into the program. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Rangers in Texas yesterday, 15-5. They are off today and host the White Sox tomorrow. In high school football, Saugus football has struggled for the past several years, but now, this year, things are brighter for the Sachems. Last weekend, they beat Northeast Regional. They are now 2-0 on the season. And as Coach Steve Cummings points out, they did it the old-fashioned way with some big defensive plays.
Well, I mean, coming in, we kind of knew what we were going to get. They're a double tight, double wing. They want to pound the ball at you, and they did. I mean, we really told our D line coming into the game that they were going to be the unit that either won or lost us that football game. So, you know, I got to give a shout out to my D line. Dylan Clark, Travis Goyetch, Wilderson Fournette, and Ethan Malcolm. Sorry, I'm in the car right now. I'm just trying to do a few things at once right now, but those four. You know, we told them from Monday going in, we weren't going to be successful if those four didn't just commit to our game plan, eat blockers, let other guys go make plays, kind of play selfless football. And they did it for four quarters. I mean, the four of them were outstanding. Our pad level was fantastic. They used their hands really well. They made plays when plays were there to be made. But, you know, more importantly, they sold out for their team. And that was a big reason why we were able to come away with that win.
Saugus football coach Steve Cummings. Saugus takes on Lynn Tech Saturday afternoon at 1 at Manning Field. Both those teams are 2-0 on the season. In boys soccer yesterday, winners include Marblehead, Gloucester, and Masco. In girls soccer, Fenwick tops St. Mary's 3-2 to improve to 3-1 on the season. And in field hockey, Hamilton Wenham and Rockport tied at 1. And in volleyball, Peabody topped Danvers 3-2. Both teams entered yesterday's match unbeaten. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you so much for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.